Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Five minutes later,
Adi Hillsborough. What's up, everybody? It is Sunday, or as our neighbors to the south say, Domingo. Welcome right here to 97.9 Hill. No point. I am your trusty host, Eric Pruitt, the hot bartender at Yonder Bar and crime writer, and here with my trusty co-host, the other bartender, Alexis, also massage therapist. Sup, Alexis?
Hey, can I be the hot bartender also?
You used to be, but...
I'm 1 year older now, and as we know, women, as they get older, start to look like gremlins.
After 30, it's downhill.
I'm halfway to gremlin right now.
But as opposed to men, I'm entering my daddy era.
Well, here we are on this lovely Sunday morning at the Super Secret Halloween store. I'm so stoked to find my Halloween costume.
I've been waiting for this store to open up. I have been just like refreshing on Google, and I'm so stoked that it's finally here.
Actually, I slept here last night.
Well, you have to, because this Halloween store also doubles as an escape room, which means people have probably been trapped in here since last Halloween, like our guest, who's roaming these halls, Victoria Pace.
Wow. Hi, everybody.
Bonjour, buttermilk.
How are you?
We're great. I'm trying to decide what to be for Halloween. Do you know what you're going to be, or are you just looking for inspiration?
I'm just looking for inspiration. I found a very realistic skeleton in that back corner. Mm-hmm. So maybe I'm going to try to find something that's a little bit skeleton-like or scary.
Okay.
Masks, that type of thing.
I've noticed there's a few skeletons around here, but there's no actual employees.
Maybe we're the employees. Dun, dun, dun. When was the last time you dressed up for Halloween, Victoria?
I think it was. I did a little bit of dress up last year for a friend's party, but it was kind of more of what do I have in the attic type.
What do you have in the attic?
Oh, man. You wouldn't believe.
What do you got in the basement?
That's for a different after-hours segment. In the attic, you know, being a alumni of UNC, go Heels. Halloween's a very big thing. Mm-hmm. Going to Franklin Street, so I have quite a few costumes, but also I'm a little bit of a pack rat. So really, any costume that's come into my possession has stayed in my possession.
Nice.
I tend to go things that don't require too much. Dress up and we're like going to be comfortable. I don't want to be hot. I don't want to be itchy.
But you are hot.
Oh, yeah. One of the hot customers, hot bartenders.
Hey, welcome home. Daddy got you.
How about you guys? Halloween costumes of late?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go as the immortal American author John Cheever. Got my sexy John Cheever costume.
Are you going to wear a turtleneck? I feel like John Cheever just wore turtlenecks.
Is that what you feel like?
I think I actually, I'm going to say I'm almost certain that John Cheever wore a lot of turtlenecks.
Well, I'm going to save anyone from any spoilers. Just come in and see me in my sexy John Cheever costume.
I haven't decided what I'm going to be yet. It has to be something that I can move around in.
Yeah, you've got some big plans for movement on Halloween night.
You're not that big.
I'm gonna create movement. I'm gonna create mayhem and just, you know, get crazy.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Remember last year when I dressed up like a priest, and on the way here, on the way to the bar, I got pulled over by a cop who let me go and told me, "Slow down, father."
And you were like, "Actually, it's daddy." As you drove away.
That was great.
So, Victoria, you are on the Hillsborough Tourism Board.
Yes, I am.
As you are as well.
That's correct.
Eric Pruitt. Mm-hmm. What's the word? What's the gossip on the tourism board right now? What's coming up?
There's a lot of great things coming up. I think the tourism board, I like being on the tourism board because I feel like we get a little bit of an inside peek of things that might be going on in Hillsborough that aren't as commonly known about, or at least we maybe know about it a little bit sooner. Most recently, we heard about the Orange County Arts Council is supporting their In Plein Air Painters group. So there will be a group of plein air painters coming from all over, it sounds like, the U.S. to come to Hillsborough and Orange County and paint in the great outdoors on farms. So that's coming up in early October.
Thank you for warning that, because if some Karen sees a guy just out painting somewhere randomly, we don't want her calling the police. It's part of the Orange County Arts Commission's plein air.
Yeah. My mom's name is Karen.
And how many times has she called the cops? Moving
probably,
on. Next
she's
question.
She's probably going to be one of the painters.
I'm excited about the little kayaks they're going to put out on the river.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. I think that's TBD on a date for that. But over at Kings Highway Park, they will be putting a kayak rental in. So you don't have to supply your own. You can go rent a kayak, pay a little bit of money, go out on the river, hope that you don't need to call fire rescue for any overturned kayaks.
Or if you do, fire rescue is very friendly.
We love our Hillsborough first responders, and have a nice time out on the river.
That is so cool. I'm totally going to do that. Are they like the tiny kayaks, or like do I have to, or the big ones?
What do you define as a tiny kayak?
Like the little tiny ones where like you flip over and then you right yourself. No, those are river ones.
We'll get back to you on that. But in the meantime, you can thank Victoria, myself, and our fellow tourism board members for bringing kayaks to Hillsborough.
Thanks, guys.
I second that.
It's just a part of our public service.
So are you going to go out on a kayak when...
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. I frequently visit the river for kayaking and tubing.
Drugs.
And the occasional drug. I did recently see a snake in those waters, though. But that's kind of part of the fun of it, I think.
Is it fun?
It's, you've got to have a little bit of danger in life. And as far as the Eno River goes, it's fairly safe, other than the critters.
Hmm. And hobos.
Mm-hmm. And the pollution.
There's
no
an occasional
worries.
Hobo.
How do you define hobo?
How do you define hobo?
I don't know. I feel like I'm looking at one right now. Dun-dun-dun.
She is our guest. She's dressed like this because she's in the Halloween store. And she's been here a long time. And so will we. So why don't you guys hang out and stick around with us? Because we're going to turn it over to our one remaining sponsor. And then come back here with our guest, Victoria Pace, here in the Secret Hillsborough Halloween Store / Escape Room. Stick around. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Eric Pruitt, author and hot bartender at Yonder. If you're like me, you've occasionally had a raccoon stuck in a very hard-to-reach place. That's why I call for the Critter Getter. Critter Getter will help you get raccoons, possums, bats, beavers, muskrats, and sea otters out of your home or living environment. And the price is very competitive, or he'll just cook you dinner.
Or try to...
Critter Getter. That's Critter Getter. Come join the... Come get the Hillsborough Critter Getter.
Your hometown radio station, 97.9 The Hill, where Hillsborough listens. Streaming live on chapelborough.com.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Howdy Hillsborough on 97.9.
No point.
No point. The Hill, WCHL, Chapel Hill. We are at the Halloween secret pop-up superstore and escape room. My name is Alexis Brabos. I'm here with my co-host Eric Pruitt and our lovely guest who's becoming a frequent flyer on the show, Victoria Pace.
Hello. Great to be here and cashing in on these miles.
Hey, Victoria, by the way, we've been talking, and our new nickname for you is Curious George, by the way.
Oh, that's great. Is it my outfit?
That's what I'm talking about, right there. Right there.
I'm filled with questions.
Eric with the dad joke. How are you at answering advice? I know that you're good.
Yeah, I'm good enough at answering it.
All right. All right. Let's answer some advice questions. If you've got your own questions for Ask Alexis, you can come into Yonder Bar and put them in the pickle jar on the bar. Just
stick it in there.
Shove them right in.
Just jam it in.
Jam them in. And if you want, you can put money in there too. Sometimes people do that.
Boomers do it.
Boomers love that. And if you don't want to do that, you can submit them anonymously.
Submit.
Through our online portal.
Submit.
At chapelboro.com/Howdy Hillsboro. Let's get to it. Dear Alexis, we are about to adopt our first puppy! Exclamation point. What are some cool dog names? Well, I have a dog already. His name is Freddy. Y'all have met Freddy. I would really love to get a new dog, but I'm not allowed to. But if I do get a new dog, I'm going to name it Eric Pruitt.
Is it because you love to have Eric in a collar?
Victoria, your dog's name is Mac. Is that short for anything?
No, it's just Mac. He was originally Hamilton in the shelter, and then he got into a rescue that named him Buckeye. And my allegiance to Ohio State is not that strong, so had to come up with a name change. But it is very hard to come up with a name. I definitely empathize with that, and also thank you for adopting.
Yeah.
But some good names.
Yeah. What would you name a dog if you got a new dog, Eric?
You know, I always try to think of like an animal's name as something that I want the neighbors to hear me holler out the door. You know, so that would be, you know, whatever that. Look, our last dog was named Crouton, just because I wanted the neighbors to hear me hollering Crouton out the door.
Crouton.
So, yeah,
that's a great name.
Yeah, thank you. Our cat is named Busey after the great icon of American cinema because he's got long blonde hair and he's twitchy.
Paul, my boyfriend that you both know, wants to name any animal, especially one that you call in public, Dracula. So, yeah, at the dog park.
Well, that's very on point for this episode. Happy October, everybody. It's time to name your dog spooky things.
It's goth season.
Yeah. I've always thought that animals with human names are funny.
Yes.
Like, there's a dog that I particularly love named Chad. Had a foster dog named Doug. A friend with a cat named Rachel.
That's about as funny as
they get. And then my beloved cat of my entire life was Victor, which it took me a long time to realize that it's my name, just male. I named him when I was 4 and wanted to name him Susan. So I guess it's always been a theme for me. But this is not good advice. Good dog names. Something like
Fido.
Fido is great. Pluto. I don't know. I feel like hazelnut, natural things.
Yeah.
You know.
Like, Christina Aguilera. Yeah.
Uh-huh. I met a dog this morning. Actually, probably the most beautiful dog I've ever seen in my life. And her name is Khloe Kardashian. The full name. It's on her dog tag and everything. This like lovely gray pit bull with gray eyes.
Khloe Kardashian.
Beautiful. Khloe Kardashian. Yep. All right. Well, there you have it, folks. Just try reality stars. All right. We have time for one more, I think, or maybe another one.
Maybe
after
three
that.
More.
Maybe three. Dear Alexis, I'm in my 40s. And I still think birthdays are a big deal, and I always want to celebrate. I am getting the sense that some of my friends don't share my enthusiasm to go out on a big night to celebrate our birthdays. Are birthdays still a big deal after 40?
It depends. Is that a man or a woman?
I think every year that you live after 40 is a big deal. It's all downhill from there, ladies. Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on, you know, your personal feelings about your birthday. I feel as a Scorpio, like people should do anything I want on my birthday for the entire day from morning until night. And that's how I feel. I'm partnered with someone who couldn't give a crap about his birthday and just wants to like eat a pizza and get a nice bottle of scotch. So, you know, I just think it depends on who you are. If your friends don't want to go out with you, they probably just don't like you anymore.
I think that could be it. Or coming up with something. I feel similarly about birthdays. I've always really liked birthdays, feel that it's very important to make people feel special on their birthday. And sometimes you just have to take that into your own hands and not put the expectation on somebody else celebrating. So figure out something that would make you, no matter what, how it ended, you don't need anything from anybody. You're going to be happy with the way that it ends up. Taking a trip, just doing something for yourself.
Totally.
And happy birthday if it's coming up.
I firmly believe that. Like, I want to spend my birthday with the people that make, that think the day is just as special as I do. And the only person that's going to be is myself, unless I'm paying them. So that's why on my birthday, it's usually me and two prostitutes and a drug dealer. And we just, you know, whatever happens, happens. It's my birthday, damn it.
Well, that's good. Well, you know, that does bring up an interesting idea of people that care as much as you. Maybe we just need to start clubs with people with all the same birthday. Ooh. So you can
But then you have to share your moment with other people, which
and
is exactly the point of the birthday. It's your moment. Like, I don't want to share it with some rando.
Yeah,
fair. Hey, it's my birthday too. Be like, beep off, you know, like it's my birthday first.
Well, speaking of buying people off for your birthday, I think I've always loved people who take other people out on their birthday. Like, it's my birthday, so I'm going to take my friends out for drinks.
Ooh, yeah.
Right? That's pretty classy.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that's very nice. I'm going to do what I want on my birthday, and you come along, and I'm not going to put too
much
pressure
on you. And I'm going to
pay you. Yeah, that's great.
And get you drunk.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. It's just me, the two prostitutes, and a petting zoo. You know, like, it's my birthday.
Are you the petting zoo?
Pet my llama.
Oh, God. Do we have time for one more? All right.
Don't listen to her. Listen to me. Look at me. Look at me. We have time for one more.
No, Daddy. We're wrapping it up. We're going to come back and tell you about what's happening at Yonder Bar next week. And then we will get to a couple more advice questions. Y'all hang
out. You're going to like it.
You're going to love it. Or else. I'm taking a ride with my best friend.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carrboro Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Howdy, Hillsboro.
Take a breath. Take a breath. Hey, man, y'all check that out, right? You'll only hear that here on 97.90 Hill. No point. That is our special guest, Victoria Pace, just cranking out to Howdy Hillsboro there. She's hanging out here with me, Eric Pruitt, and my trusty co-host, Alexis Bravos. You want to get more Victoria, Eric, and Alexis? Well, you can rewind this show and start it all over. Or... or you can slip and slide on down to Yonder in beautiful downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro. You can start today, you know, because Lana's in there attending bar. Or you can come back on Tuesday for open mic, Hillsboro open mic, rated the number one open mic in North Carolina by Dark Yonder Magazine. Stop in on Wednesday night if you want for game night. That's right. It's one night of just dress flipping fun on game night. Or how about Thursday Jazz featuring new morning jazz from 8 to 10 on Thursday night or Friday. Kick off this month's spooktacular month of crazy events down here at Yonder with Teacup Gin. Yeah, that's right. They're going to be cranking out some spooktacular tunes. And then on Saturday, we got Gerard Staten in the host, bringing you some live music from 8 to 11. What are you coming to, Victoria?
I'll be there for all of it.
Hell yeah. Anybody that comes for all six nights, punch your card, you get a free smoothie. I'm going to get you a smoothie. Hey, that's spooktacular month, by the way. I ain't playing. All right. I do a lot. I play by a lot of things, but I don't play by spooktacular things. We've got like this coming Friday, Teacup Gin. The following Wednesday, our book club choice is Devil House by John Darnielle. Following Friday, the Goth Night Dance Party to end all Goth Night Dance Parties with DJ 20th Century. Boy, that's Friday the 13th. October, Friday the 13th. My remaining nipple is hard as ice right now just talking about it. And then the next Friday, we've got Taz Halloween, Grafonzo, and Danny Gruen, followed by Yonder Live Reels, where you'll see The Lost Boys performed live on the stage Wednesday the 25th. 26th is Noir at the Bar. Do not miss that. Do not. God, you, so help me God. And then we've got two Halloween costume parties, Friday with Orange County Lockdown and Saturday with Orange County All-Stars. Yep, that's two different bands. Ending it all with Halloween night, a special edition of Hillsborough Open Mic. We're going to have to mop the floors up after that's done because it's going to get slippery.
And that's how you plan a month in 1 minute flat.
That's how you clean a blood stain right there.
That's that is how you clean a blood stain. I'm very excited for that goth dance party, I gotta say.
So am
I'm yeah. already
booked this in June.
Planning my hairdo. I'm not exactly sure what I'm gonna do, but it's gonna be impressive.
You'll have to go out and get some black clothes though.
I don't have any.
I'm probably gonna put on some guy liner. I don't know about y'all.
Oh, my eyeliner's gonna be thick.
Thick.
I might just wear all white.
Ooh.
You know, just to be...
That's extra goth. That's how you go one further step
I'm
in goth.
I'm so goth that I'm like, I'm pure again. You know, I've broken on through to the other side.
You know how like you'll see people sometimes, you're just like, I bet they want to hear about our goth party. Like sometimes I feel like if that's rude, like if somebody comes in and they got like jet black hair and makeup's done just right, tatted up arms and stuff. And I'm like, hey, excuse me, ma'am. You know, it's a goth party. And I always wonder if that's rude, but I'm like, I bet she wants to know.
Yeah. She does want to know. We need all the hot ladies here that night. All of them.
Mm-hmm. And if you're hot, you're goth.
That's right. should we answer some more advice questions? All right. Let's see here. Dear Alexis, my partner and I do not have the same taste in music at all.
Leave him.
He hates a lot of songs I like, and I hate the crap he listens to. Can we say crap on the radio? Other than not going on a lot of concert dates, how should we deal? Well, you say this person, he is your partner. How did you even get this far if you're so angry about his musical taste? I feel like my partner and I have crossover in a lot of areas, which makes it easy enough to coexist when we're cooking dinner or whatever. And then when I'm not home and I come back in and he's just listening to like Operation Ivy and other like, you know, mid to late 80s California punk, I'm just like, turn that off right now.
I've lived this, and I would say that I think that eventually you just have to pride yourself on having that much power over your mind and being open and to maybe listening to some different music. I get that it can be abrasive and difficult, but take a couple deep breaths, let loose, and be like, yes, I can love this. Or headphones are very cheap.
Yeah. I mean, I lived through it, you know. I'm too old for that stuff now. Eric, how do you deal?
I mean, Lana and I mostly get along. I think a lot of times it's my music that's being played, but then sometimes I'll be gone for like the day and I'll come back a little early and she's just got like back dad ass up, just cranked up really loud in there. You see her twerking in the kitchen and I'm like, oh my God.
That
like,
is my favorite song.
Oh my God. Yeah. So yeah, it's weird. I don't ask because I don't want to know. And I don't know. That's just kind of our life. So she gets to play her music when I'm gone.
All right. I see we all, the spirit of control is strong in all of us.
Oh, yeah, control.
Do we have time for one more? No, we don't. Well, it's been great, and I'm loving this Halloween Superstore.
Yeah, and Escape Room, which, by the way, hopefully we'll get out because I got a shift on Tuesday. So if we don't get out on Tuesday, y'all please come out to this Halloween Superstore and Escape Room and hold the door open for
Bring
us.
Bring gin.
We'll see you there.
Thank you very much for joining us, Victoria.
Always a pleasure.
Thank all of you, both of you, for listening. And until next time, you're awesome. Children were running.